Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, it's not over till the fat lady sings, as they like to say. So is that next week on December 14th? That's when the electors vote in their states. Or is it January 6th when a joint session of Congress gets together to count electoral votes and declare election results? And that's when they meet, January 6th. And then during that joint session of Congress, you can actually have electoral vote challenges right there. While the tellers announce the results, members may object to the returns from any individual state as they are announced. So you've got that possibility. Right now, 47% of Americans believe it's likely Democrats stole votes or destroyed Trump ballots. Well, yeah, that's easy to say, Steve, because you polled all the MAGA hat wearing people, right? Well, no, in this poll, this is a Rasmussen poll, December 3rd through 6th, 1,000 likely voters. 3/4 of the Republicans believe it's likely. Okay, that's predictable. But 25% of the Democrats also felt the same way. So all this information coming out, lawsuits all over the place, not really anything super successful. Everybody's looking for the smoking gun, all this information coming out at you. But, you know, the country's evenly divided right down the middle. It's deeper and wider all the time. So who can you listen to? Who you believe? So when I come across information, and in this case, it was an interview on YouTube with Sid Roth, who's been around for a long time and a Christian communicator. And he's talking to Patrick Byrne, who's a very successful entrepreneur. You would know him because he's the founder of Overstock.com, a patriot and a constitutionalist. About a 30-minute interview. I'm like, okay, here's somebody that I have an easier time believing because his primary motivation is not to try to help President Trump. It's to the Constitution and to the United States of America. Fortunately, we had a chance to get Patrick on the show with us today. Patrick Byrne, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks so much for your help, and thanks for your time.
It's an honor to be on your show, Steve. How can I help?
Okay, so let me get this out of the way first. I want people to understand, how many MAGA hats do you wear and do you own? Because I think people need to understand.
Yeah, I own zero MAGA hats. I did not vote for Mr. Trump first or second time. I've never voted for a Republican in my life. I'm a small L libertarian, and I have never voted for Democrat or Republican in my life for president. Now, down ballot, I vote Democrats, if it has to do with social welfare, if it has to do with handling money, I vote Republican. But presidential, my entire life, swear I never voted for anything but a libertarian, and I did not vote for Trump this time.
So why are you involved with this? And tell us about the Bad News Bears and the cybersecurity guys. It's an interesting cast of characters, obviously, but I really appreciate what your intent here is, and it's not about Trump. It's about something much bigger, which I've been talking about on my show for weeks right now. Of course, I'm worried about the Trump-Biden election, but even more so, I'm worried about the integrity of United States elections and then the United States itself. But what kind of triggered you? And tell us about the Bad News Bears and what's going on, what you're working on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if this happens, it's over for us. This is stick a fork in it. It's done. What's going on is the Bad News Bears, or why am I doing this? I had cancer 3 times in my 20s. And while I was an invalid, I did a PhD in philosophy on the history, basically the intellectual history of the U.S. Constitution. That is my religion. I'm not one of your religious folks, but my religion, well, that's my religion. And the U.S. Constitution is the last deal we made, and that has to stand or we are done for. What we have going from before this election, from August, there's been a team that I've been funding of various cybersecurity groups and white hat hackers and such. And the truth is, some of them started in 2018 when the Dallas election got stolen. In 2018, the governor put together a blue chip panel, bipartisan, to study what happened. And they hired a cybersecurity group who had 2 years to figure out the stuff the rest of America has had 2 weeks to try to understand. And what they figured out is actually far easier than you would imagine to cheat an election. So we've been working on this for 4 months together. We knew probably by November 10th, after this election, we understood how it'd been cheated and where and how. We've been gathering the data. We've been exploiting things. We've been hacking. It's no question in my mind that this was rigged, and no one should go along with it. This was a rigged election nationally. What they did was they found political scientists know there's really five or six counties in America that to steal America, you don't need to steal the whole country. You need to steal the living bejesus out of five or six counties in America.
Right, right.
And that's what they did. And those happened to be the counties where, if you think back to election night a month ago, you had water mains breaking and you had them shutting down five or six voting tabulation centers. Those were all the exact ones where the water mains had to break and the toilets had to overflow for them to clear people out. You know, so the water pipes knew that it was Atlanta and Philly, and they knew exactly the right cities that they had to break in. So what they did was, through a variety of means, this has been cheated. Most of it, you think of it as ballot integrity. Some of it has to do with actual, perhaps, physically hacking machines and manipulating machines.
Right.
Some of it has to do with things administrators can do within their precincts. And that explains why you saw this goon activity and goons pushing Republican observers out of the... And remember, not a Republican, but goons pushing observers out and shutting down voting districts and such. And then they ran through hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots in one way or another. So in places where Trump lost by 10,000, 12,000 states like that, Biden had maybe 600,000 fake votes entered on his behalf. It's not even close. I'd say... So that's what happened in the deeper story, if I may. Shall I shut up and give you a chance to ask more questions, or you want to hear one more big thing?
Keep going. I know we're short on time.
This is what's really gone on, folks. This is a slow coup. It's a soft coup. It was organized. Think of there being three parts to the system. And just like when you buy a Dell computer, the software in it is Microsoft, and that's inside the Dell box. You follow me, Steve?
Got it. Yep.
Right? Okay. Well, similarly, with these election systems, inside there's a piece of dirty software called Smartmatic. Well, you have the people who provide the election software, then that's inside of machines that you're voting on and that they manage the election
through.
And then there's another company that's the tabulation. They have the software, the hardware, and the tabulation companies. In our case, the software, when it comes from Smartmatic, which has a very key part of the U.S. market, Smartmatic is, in fact, a creation of the corrupt Venezuelan government.
Hold that thought right there, because we're up against the break, Patrick, because that's where we go to talk about Smartmatic. We go all the way back to, I think, like 1997. But that also brings Dominion Software in. So just I got to put you on hold, Patrick, because we're up against the break.
Okay.
So just hold right there. We're talking to Patrick Byrne. 100% chance this is Riggs. He's got the details. We'll be back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. By the way, as we talk about election integrity, I'm going to get right back to Patrick Byrne, who's with us, super successful entrepreneur. He's the founder of Overstock.com. Got very involved and has been funding some guys, some cybersecurity folks getting involved here. Did an interview with Sid Roth the other day on YouTube, and he's been showing up in a lot of other media places. Not mainstream media. You can't find Jack there for obvious reasons because we call it the mainstream media. It's not media anymore. So don't think about journalism. That's not journalism. It's pretty much dead. News is pretty much dead. It's what they tell you, but more importantly now, what they don't tell you. And I know this to a lot of people, it's tinfoil hat time and all that kind of stuff, but this is real. This is going on. This is not new. Okay. I was just saying on the break on Facebook Live, I put a link today on Facebook Live. Go look at the Heritage website, heritage.org. Go look at their voter fraud map and then go and look at the election fraud cases. Just a sampling from now until all the way back to 1982. And you're going to see the little cursor on the right side of the page as you slide down is about the size of a piece of rice. So this has been happening. It's just been building over time as we've been kind of soft and cushy and not paying attention. Now we're seeing the robbery, most likely, of a presidential election. And everybody's like, holy cow, how did we get here? Well, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's the frog in the pot in decades and decades of apathy. And I can hear Edmund Burke from the grave saying, hey, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And we've pretty much made a national pastime of apathy. And so now we're swimming in the swamp that our apathy helped create. And so, but it's not too late. We can be praying, we should do nothing without it, but it's not the only thing we should do. By the way, on both my Facebook pages, personal page and the radio show page, I just put a list up of Republican House leaders and Senate majority leaders in the five most important states, with their phone numbers. So even if you live in those states, that's most important to help encourage them and give them some backbone. But outside of those states, call them anyway, because you're a fellow U.S. citizen. And we're talking about the integrity of the entire system. And that's why I think you have a right to call, even if you don't live in Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin, whatever the case may be. But again, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us today. I know you're slammed. And you were talking about kind of the software, the tabulation, and the counting. So these three things. I hated to cut you off, but pick up there.
Yeah, no, great. I'll pick up there. The software, the hardware, and the tabulation. The software is supplied by a Venezuelan company. The hardware is supplied by Dominion. Dominion is owned. I don't want to throw too many names at you, but Dominion is owned by a fund that a Chinese bank invested a large amount of money in on October 6th. Of this year, 4 weeks before our election, a Chinese bank put in a large amount of money into the fund that owns Dominion. What's the name of the Chinese bank? The name of the Chinese bank is Credit Suisse. Hmm. And I know you're thinking, well, that's a Swiss bank. And no, it ain't. That's a Chinese bank. They bought it. And then third, the tabulation systems are a company called Cytel, S-C-Y-T-L-E. It's based in Barcelona. It actually is. Its servers are in Frankfurt, as you've probably heard.
Yep.
And that company, in this summer, that company declared bankruptcy for no clear reason, and its assets were bought and pulled into another company that is controlled by a George Soros flunky. He's basically a flunky of two masters, George Soros and Venezuela. So you've got Venezuela supplied us the software, a Chinese related entity that 4 weeks before the election, they put $400 million in, is part of the Dominion, the machine company, and then the tabulation company is a company with deep ties to a flunky of both a guy who's a flunky of both Venezuela and George Soros. So you got Soros, Venezuela, and China all over the systems that are the systems by which we just ran our national election. This was a coup. They did it in a very scientific way. What's really going on here is can you give me 60 more seconds to explain
sure.
something? I'll give you the big picture.
Go.
There's a guy named Michael Pillsbury who wrote a book in 2015 called The 100-Year Marathon. He was a lifelong China lover, part of the Kissinger team that opened it up 50 years ago. 5 years ago, he wrote a book said, I was wrong this whole time. I was wrong. China's trying to take us down. They're on a 100-year plan mm-hmm. to collapse us. They're 67 years into it, but they're running 20 years ahead of schedule. Their ultimate plan is something called the Assassin's Mace. We don't know what it is, but they refer in their national security literature to this one stroke they have that's going to take out America all at once. And America's been wondering for 10 years, because we see these references in their national security literature. We've been wondering, is it hypersonic missiles? Is it this? Is it new aircraft carriers? No. The Assassin's Mace is something that takes out your enemy without you having to have a war. And I think what we're experiencing right now is the Assassin's Mace. I think this is a coordinated coup that's been laid in place over more than a decade, and they've sprung the trap, and it's Venezuela and China and some Soros flunkies involved in this.
What
and our election is being so corrupted. This is not a matter of a few ballots, a few dead people vote, but this thing is the whole DNA of it has been corrupted right down at the cellular level.
Because ultimately, the ultimate goal would just be the destabilization of the United States of America. Then it collapses in on its own problems, and you no longer have to worry about it. And that's obvious when you see China operating that way. That's the big thing, because they keep hearing, Patrick, they are doing this and they are doing that, and they set this up and they the other thing. So I've been wondering, with this whole situation with the voter fraud, is this like Al-Qaeda, where even when Osama bin Laden wasn't involved with every cell around the world, they all had the same goal in mind. They all had the same ideology, so they all were independent yet working on the same thing. So are we looking at that, or are there these huge players? It sounds like you believe the latter, that it's China and Venezuela and people and the major players on the globe that want the destabilization of America to get us out of the way. Is that about right?
That's about right, although you can look at it at two different levels. Go down one level and you will get to a small number of highly organized actors in each state.
Yeah.
We've had eyes on and had been some such people. But it's a small group of highly organized actors in each state. If you want to go a deeper level and say who's behind them, you immediately run into all these Venezuelan and Chinese
right.
and Soros connections.
Yeah, because
we can just keep. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, it's the O word, ultimately, which is oligarchy. We no longer have a representative republic at that point. It's an oligarchy, which is basically a shadow government of a very small group of people. We have 2 minutes left, Patrick, so let me get to the question I absolutely have to ask you. Is what can we do? What do we do as individual American citizens? Obviously, I'm a Christian, follower of Christ, so we're praying, we're looking to the scripture, we're looking to things that the Bible teaches us about end times. But just as Americans, as constitutionalists, whether you're a MAGA hat-wearing person or not, what do you suggest that we do to help this process?
Well, this is such a beautifully planned thing. It's all going to end up in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has a bunch of politicians on it, e.g. John Roberts, and they're only going to do the right thing if the public creates the space for them to do the right thing,
right.
Which means we have to have rallies. We have to get out there in one way or another and make, just like other people who've been having their rallies, this side, if you want to save America, you have rallies and show that the public does not believe this, and only then will that create the umbrella for the judges to do the right thing, which they know they will. If they don't see it yet, they will once they see the hundreds of affidavits. They know what will happen, but they don't want to be saying, hey, we're going to overturn a national election. They will only take a dramatic step, which is what they're going to need to take, if the public has shown in city after city, this will not fly. We do not accept. We all know this election was rigged, and we will not accept this.
And would you just in the last few seconds, like Sidney Powell, I know that you've been a supporter of hers, and she's got her legal defense fund. If people want to write a check or give money, would you say that's a good place to do it because she's fighting this fight on the legal side?
DefendingTheRepublic.org. Don't give a penny to the Republicans. They're just fundraising or keeping all of it. Give it all to DefendingTheRepublic.org.
And then you can read more of Patrick's work at DeepCapture.com. DeepCapture.com. Patrick, thanks so much, man. So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough, stay away. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Good to be with you today. And don't lose your mind. Okay, this is very serious, and I think it's the history of the nations teetering right now, because if we can't trust our electoral process, especially on a state officials and federal officials level, then let me ask you the question. If it's not our votes determining who the president is or who U.S. senators are in certain places or members of the U.S. House of Representatives, who is determining it? Who is they, right? And I'm not talking about gender. I'm not playing personal pronoun games. If main players in the American federal government are actually not being determined by the vote of the people, then who is determining it? And at that point, you no longer have a representative republic. You essentially have an oligarchy. And at that point, does it get so destabilized that it falls apart, which is what China wants? And Patrick Byrne was on in the first half of the show. He brought that up, that 100-year marathon by Michael Pillsbury, I believe was the name. The whole point was a 100-year plan by China to kill the USA because we're the biggest player on the block. They take us out economically and otherwise, and then it's just China, right? Now, you can go factor in some end times theology here and look at eschatology, and all this stuff starts to, as I've been saying, I think since the first time I did anything with David Jeremiah when he came to Raleigh, North Carolina, to do one of his rallies. And he had written a book, 10 things about, I don't know, it was kind of a prophetic thing, end of the book, Revelation type study. And I said back then, I don't know, what 2008, 2009, something like that. I'm like, I just looking around going, wow, it's all setting up nicely, isn't it? It's all setting up nicely. Whether you're talking about the rise of lawlessness, the Antichrist, Revelation, if you're going to take it literally, we break this whole world down to about 10 regions or kingdoms, and you go, okay, well, you look at the debt situation and how desperate people are and the Great Reset, and somebody charismatic comes in and says, yeah, we got too many religions. It's just all this division stuff. We need unity. I'm a spiritual guy, but I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. And da, 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 da. And most people are just going to go, oh, thank goodness. I've been praying for somebody like you. It really isn't that complicated the way things are working out now. Okay, so when it comes to this election, yes, it matters. It's a big deal. And if we can't trust it, you know what's going to happen. Right? Like I said earlier, this is death by 1,000 cuts over about 100 years. and apathy leads the way, and Edmund Burke saying all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And as we got fat and happy and prosperous, go back to some of Lincoln's proclamations, all the way back to Washington, and especially with Lincoln, though, saying, hey, we've come so far, and then we just forget the God that made it possible. Right? Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'm a Christian, but I don't need a Bible and all that stuff. Whatever. And you just cast all that off, and we're like the people in the movie WALL-E. Remember that? The WALL-E movie? And they got so lazy, they're just floating around on their little chairs out in space inside their little cruiser because they destroyed the Earth. It's a totally different message there. But, give me my pill for my meals, and I'll drink my little power liquid, and everybody weighs 300 pounds and floats around on a chair, and they're just lazy and didn't do anything. And that's how they ended up there. Well, what a shock. That's like human nature, right? So when we talk about they, and my friend Forrest on Facebook Live right now is like, they equals the CCP, talking about China, okay? Communist China. This is, they go, well, that just sounds ridiculous, Steve. Yeah, I know. I know it does. It sounds like a Joel Rosenberg novel, right? I'll have to get him back on the show soon. Sounds like a Joel Rosenberg novel, but then you start digging into the evidence, which is all over the place. And you start going, all right, a grand jury would easily bring up criminal charges here. And you just look at one thing here, one thing there is one case. But when you have things going on all over the place, you're like, okay, then it becomes statistically impossible that something crazy didn't happen. You just start going, okay, this is not making any sense whatsoever. And a man like Joe Biden gets 10, 12 million more votes than Barack Obama. And I know Trump is the big player here. Trump's the big wild card. Could Trump drive up the turnout? Absolutely, because people lose their mind over the guy, positive or negative, mostly negative. But when you start going through the evidence, whether it's with Patrick Byrne and the stuff his white hat guys are doing, and all these cybersecurity guys, you start reading other things. And the courts is not appearing to go anywhere except for the Supreme Court. And that was a great point that he made when I said, what can we do? And he said, because he's not a Christian. So pray for the Supreme Court. This is the same reason. And I put it up on Facebook, my personal page, as well as here on the radio show page, if you're with us for Facebook Live. I put up a list of the Republican leaders in the House and the Senate in the five main states, and you call them to lend them your courage and your stamina and your strength as a fellow citizen. If you live in those states, even more important, okay? If you live in those states, that's an even bigger deal because they're going to listen to you more because you're a constituent. But at this point, we're talking about the national election, okay? So I think it's all in Americans. And you call, don't lie, and say you're from Pennsylvania when you're not. Just say, hey, I'm Steve Noble. I'm from North Carolina. I'm calling George. I want to talk to David Ralston or his office. He's the House Speaker in Georgia. He's a Republican. All these states have Republican legislatures. And just say, I just want to encourage you to dig your heels in here and don't give up. And you can't allow your state board of election to call the shots here constitutionally. That's you guys. Step up and put a stop to this. So I have the name and the phone number for the Republican leaders, because that's who's in charge, in the House and the Senate, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I put them all in there. You just get in there, start calling them. But if you live in one of those states or you know somebody that does, it's even more important for them. But right now, at least you can say you tried. At least you could say that. Okay? And then he mentioned, I asked him about giving money. He said, don't give the money to Republicans. Everybody's just, I mean, I don't know about you, but on my cell phone every day, I'm getting text messages from all these people. I'm begging you. Send us money. It's all this Republican fundraising, all right? There's people, mayhem makes money, okay? So people are fundraising like crazy. And he said, just help Sidney Powell's legal defense fund. And if you're paying attention to this, you know Sidney Powell is. She's the one that's talked about releasing the Kraken, okay? And she's down there on the front lines trying it. She's doing her best. That's defendingtherepublic.org. That's her website, defendingtherepublic.org. That's what Patrick said. You want to give some money? Give it to her and help her out. But again, these dates are coming. And next week is December 14th. In the Electoral College calendar, I'm going to give you an Electoral College education here, because one of the things that Patrick said, I started to unpack this on the commercial break for my friends on Facebook Live, for those of you on Facebook Live, was he was talking about these five counties, okay? If you're looking at, you control five or six counties, you're then controlling the vote at the presidential level in five or six states. Well, which ones are those? Well, look at the ones we're talking about. And look at the cities. Philadelphia, Georgia, or Atlanta, Detroit, okay, Milwaukee, swing states, and big cities. Because the big cities are blue, and that's where you have the most center of gravity to try to mess with things. All right? So the Electoral College. Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College, right? You know that, don't you? Get rid of the Electoral College. It's unfair. We just need a national popular vote. That's not why they want to do that. They don't want the national popular vote. They want the national popular vote of about 10 cities. Because if you go to a national popular vote and you get rid of the Electoral College, the 10 most populous cities in America, which are made up of those big counties, are going to determine the presidential election, the presidential outcome, until the end of the country and Jesus comes back, whichever comes first. That's all it takes, because they're deep blue. Biggest cities, biggest counties in America are deep blue. You get rid of the Electoral College, then it's just the popular vote, and the popular vote is driven by these 5, 6, 7 counties. Understand? Does that make sense? Now, the reason they can't get rid of the Electoral College is because it's in that pesky old document called the U.S. Constitution. So you'd actually have to amend the Constitution, which is going to take a 2/3 vote in Congress or in a convention of states just to propose it, and then a 3/5 vote to pass it. So that's a high bar, and they can't get that done because that's a constitutional issue. They're not there. They don't have that kind of mojo, at least not yet. So how do you do it? Well, then let's just focus on these 5 or 6 counties, and if we can figure out a way to swing the vote in these 5 or 6 counties, then we don't need to change the Electoral College. We can just pull it off, right? Now, unfortunately, with the judicial branch, and this is a big story breaking all over the place today, Texas files lawsuit against 4 states at Supreme Court over election results. And I know everybody's, most conservatives I know, are saying, praise the Lord for Texas, right? Okay, here's the deal. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced early on Tuesday morning that the state of Texas, meaning today, has filed a lawsuit against 4 states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Okay, hold on, constitutionalists. What kind of case has original jurisdiction? The only kind of case that has original jurisdiction in the United States Supreme Court, meaning the only place that case can be heard. It's not in the state court. It's not in an appellate court, not in a federal court. It's the U.S. Supreme Court, a lawsuit between states. The only court that has original jurisdiction is the U.S. Supreme Court. Got it? That's why they did that. So against 4 states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, at the United States Supreme Court for allegedly exploiting, quote, the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes, thus skewing the results of the 2020 general election, unquote. Basically, Texas is saying these 4 states, because they're so messed up, have disenfranchised our voters. The whole thing's polluted. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Good to be with you. And who's in charge? Oh, that's right. That's right. The Lord. Okay, cool. Remember that, please. And just cards on the table. I struggle with the balance on the air of how much I'm going to talk about a hot topic like this, the election fraud, versus talking about anything but that. Or politics in general. I do not want to talk about politics every day because I do not want to, for my own sake and for yours as well, I do not want to give us an unhealthy diet as far as my little slice here on the wall, my role on the wall. I don't want to overstuff us, overfeed on the things of the world or politics or just worldly stuff. It matters. It's important, but it's not everything. In the United States of America is important, but it's not eternal. We talk about saving America a lot, but how much do we talk about saving Americans or seeing Americans saved? Studying the scripture, discipleship, evangelism, mending broken relationships, trying to disciple the next generation of young Christian leaders, trying to point our children to the Lord, trying to deal with our own junk, all the bones that come out of our own closet when we open the door, our own sin, our own fight for holiness. There's all kinds of things going on. There's ministries doing outstanding work. There's year-end things. Like we're putting out an email tomorrow trying to raise some funds here at the end of the year so that we can start next year at least decently healthy. It's been a challenging fundraising year, but God has provided. We have an opportunity to do our big second half of the year annual fundraiser event called The Worship. We didn't have a chance to do that, but God has provided. We changed our footprint to focus more on North Carolina, which has saved us a considerable amount of money. But we still need money to run this ministry. I still need to get paid to pay the bills. And believe me, if I were trying to get rich, I wouldn't be in Christian radio, okay? It's not why I'm here. But it's been a challenge, but God has provided. And next year, if we've got a Biden-Harris administration, and for one second get really dark and think that the Republicans lose control of the Senate, or it's a 50-50 tie in which Kamala Harris would break every tie, you're not going to recognize the United States of America politically, legislatively, and from an executive action standpoint in 12 months. And this platform and my place on the wall as far as what I'm called to do becomes even more important, I believe, in that type of environment. But I don't want to overindulge and be gluttonous about the things of the world or politics. It's important, but the gospel's preeminent. People, souls last forever. Governments do not. Countries do not. Election doesn't. There's other things going on. And sometimes we act like this is it, man. Like the whole kingdom rests on what the heck happens in the next 4 weeks. It doesn't. But lives do. There's serious consequences here. And this is the tension of the Christian life. Do you want to be so heavenly minded you're no earthly good? Or do you act like this is all there is? And so that's the battle that you hear me fight if you listen to this show regularly. I fight it almost every day in terms of what I'm going to do on the radio. What am I going to do on the show? What am I going to post? What am I going to share? Do I ever share anything good news? Do we ever laugh? That's why I had Pastor Chris Connell in here the other day. I said, dude, just come in here, at least to the second half of the show. I'm going to be really snarky, and let's laugh. Did you catch that the other day? We just laughed. We had fun with each other, ribbing each other. Man, it's just difficult. Okay, Texas. God bless Texas. So they're suing Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And basically the point is, here's what he said. So this is Attorney General Ken Paxton from Texas. Trust in the integrity of our election processes is sacrosanct and binds our citizenry in the United States and this union together, he said in a statement. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin destroyed that trust and compromised the security and integrity of the 2020 election. The states violated statutes enacted by their duly elected legislatures, thereby violating the Constitution. So he's raising the bar here to a constitutional level. By ignoring both state and federal law, these states have not only tainted the integrity of their own citizens' vote, but of Texas and every other state that held lawful elections. His point being, if we don't have the accurate outcome of this election, let's say it's Trump won, and our people in our state and then our electors said that Trump won, and then by four or five other states' actions, you pollute the whole thing, we actually get a result that we shouldn't get. It's an unlawful, illegal, incorrect, falsified result, then you've disenfranchised our voters. Their vote doesn't count because you guys violated the U.S. constitutional premise that state election law is in the sole custody of a state legislature, not a board of election, not a governor, and not a judge. But that's what's happened in these states. Okay, this is why they're doing this lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that certain officials in the defendant states presented the pandemic as the justification for ignoring state laws, correct, regarding absentee and mail-in voting. The lawsuit says that the result was less secure in the defendant states. It's worth noting that the top U.S. election officials have disputed this claim, saying that last month's elections were the most secure in American history. Ha, ha, ha. Elections for federal office must comport with federal constitutional standards. For presidential elections, each state must appoint its electors to the Electoral College in a manner that complies with the Constitution, Paxton said in his statement. The Electors Clause requirement that only state legislatures may set the rules, not state board of election, not the governor, and not a judge. Okay, constitutionally, it's state legislatures may set the rules governing the appointment of electors and elections and cannot be delegated to local officials. The majority of the rush decisions made by local officials were not approved by the state legislatures, thereby, here's the kicker, circumventing the Constitution. Okay? That's the whole point of the Texas lawsuit. And because it's Texas going after fellow states, it goes right to the top. There is no court in the land that can hear that case other than the Supreme Court, which is why Patrick Byrne, who was on the first half of the show, founder of Overstock.com, super, super successful entrepreneur, not a MAGA hat wearing guy, not a Republican. He votes for Republicans in down ballot races on fiscal issues. He's socially a liberal, calls himself a libertarian, not a Christian. But because he's fairly wealthy, he's been backing a bunch of this stuff and he's been looking into this for a while. And they're finding all this evidence, and he's got all these kind of hacker cybersecurity guys. And they're like, oh, yeah. This whole thing stinks. So, Catherine on Facebook Live, I know Ted Cruz, the state of Pennsylvania, if the Supreme Court hears their case, has asked him to argue. If the Supreme Court hears it, Ted Cruz is going to argue the case for Pennsylvania. Catherine on Facebook Live saying, same thing's true of Texas. Well, maybe that. I mean, he's argued in front of the Supreme Court 8 or 9 times. Done a bunch of amicus briefs, obviously. So we'll see. So this stuff is so, I would encourage you, try not to get too far down in the weeds, but don't stay in the shallow end of the pool either. And I put a link up. This is from Patrick Byrne's website, deepcapture.com, which I know I'm sitting there reading this going, oh, I sound like Alex Jones. But I'm saying things and talking about things and investing in things today that I would have totally blown off 12 months ago as ridiculous. But it's 2020 and everything's changed rapidly, okay? So I'm just trying to be honest and going, okay, there's so much stuff out here that it's implausible, statistically implausible, that this election was not tainted because there's so much out there, okay? But he did a pretty good job here at deepcapture.com. The name of the article is Evidence Grows. 2020 election was rigged. Okay, decisive but targeted non-ubiquitous election fraud occurred on November 3rd. What follows is an explanation and the evidence behind it. So you go look at it for yourself. That should affect your prayer life, and it should affect your desire, or dare I say, your responsibility to pick up the phone in the next couple of days, this afternoon, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Monday even all the way up, I would say, till the end of the month. And I put a list on my Facebook page, both my personal page and the radio page, of in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the House Speaker and the Senate Majority Leaders, all of whom are Republicans, and their phone numbers. Just call them and encourage them. Share some of your courage with them. That's what it means to encourage. And give them, help them have a backbone. Kind of like Aaron, helping to hold up Moses' arms. Hey, we've got your back. And that's why Patrick Byrne was saying, hey, we need to have some rallies to show the United States Supreme Court, at least 5 of them, that we're with you. We're okay if you have to wade into this thing. And if you stop a U.S. presidential election outcome over the Constitution, we're with you. But they know that half the country isn't. That's the problem. We are in a cold civil war. It's cold now. It's getting warmer. We saw that this year with Antifa and some things that happened with the BLM movement, and when some of those peaceful protests during the day turned into rioting and looting and just general mayhem at night and lawlessness. That stuff's all out there ready to happen. This is like a really well-built fire put together by a bunch of Eagle Scouts, including my 2 sons, and then you douse the whole stinking thing with gas, and then it's your body heat, if you get close enough, it's enough to set it off. That's kind of where we're going right now. Do you feel that? And 12 months ago, hey, Steve, we're headed towards another civil war. I said, yeah, easy. You're listening to Too Much Alex Jones. Now I'm like, yep, sure looks that way. I can't deny it. So what do you do? Well, we better be praying. We pray for those in authority over us. We pray for truth. We pray for justice. We pray for the deeds of darkness to be exposed, for the characters involved with darkness to be exposed. We pray not our weapons aren't carnal. We don't pray against flesh and blood. We pray against powers and principalities, spiritual forces of darkness. That's what we pray against. That's behind all this stuff. What does America represent to a lot of the world? Christianity. Even though we've got the blood of 61 million dead babies running underneath our streets, we still represent that. And anything that kind of represents God gets the attention of the forces of darkness. And all this is going on right now. All of it. So be in prayer. Do what you can. Call legislators. Give money if you feel like it. Not to the Republicans. DefendTheRepublic.org. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.